Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in on the weekend. We got lots of stuff to talk about today, so let's get rocking and rolling. The first thing we want to do, though, is get the rules of engagement out of the way. So if you want to engage with the program, there are several ways that you can do it. First and foremost, you can always text me. You text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103. And I want to emphasize again, you can text me anytime you hear the program. Whether you're listening, your affiliate might carry it later in the day, or it might carry it the next day. You might listen to it on the podcast. You might download the podcast and listen to it in the middle of the week. Whenever you're listening to the program, whenever you hear my voice, you're welcome to send me a text message. Just text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I read the text messages all the time. It would be helpful, not required, but helpful, if you would, if I'm talking about, the price of bread in Denmark or something, and you think I'm totally off my wackadoodle about it, which is probably not too far off, then put some context in the text message. Give me some idea about what it is. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you can always download the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can find there's an interactive affiliate map. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even Threads. I'm even on the new Threads, although let me be honest. So Threads, if you're not aware of it, is the new Facebook attempt, the Meta attempt, to go after Elon Musk's Twitter. So I signed up just because out of curiosity more than anything else. Haven't done a damn thing with it yet. But if you're on Threads, I'm on Threads too, so you can follow me on Threads. It's at Michael D. Brown, the same as my Instagram account. So if you want to do all of those things, there's a one-stop shop, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And then last... And I'm going to do this for just maybe a couple more weeks, and then we'll stop doing it. But I want to remind everyone about the podcast. The podcast, we've combined the weekend podcast, which is what you're listening to right now, with the weekday podcast. The weekday podcast, all of the podcasts for me are under the name The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. So whatever podcast app you're using, if you search for The Situation with Michael Brown, then you hit that little subscribe button, and then you should also hit, give me a 5-star review on Apple or wherever. You should do that too. No, not a one. No, no, 5. Give me a 5. All right, so those are the rules of engagement. Let's get started. The one of the things that, one of many things that determines the sovereignty of a nation, that determines the culture of a nation, that gives us some sort of cohesion, is or are borders. Borders are important for several reasons. One, so we know, you have a border. Whether you own a condo, an apartment, a house, a ranch, a gigantic mansion, you own a couple of acres up in the woods somewhere because you're the next Unabomber, whatever you might be. You've got boundaries. Hell's bells, I got personal boundaries. You're too close. Back off. Everybody has boundaries because humans define space. And space is conceptually really important to human beings. Space and place are important to us For example, you know, I may have told you if I didn't, because it's not that important. But my house was damaged somewhat severely. I mean, my insurance thinks it's very severe, which it's a lot. Was damaged by a tornado that hit Highlands Ranch, Colorado, of all places. But I've always said, as the former Undersecretary of Homeland Security, tornadoes can occur anytime, anywhere, any place. And the dogs, my two Leonbergers, are really kind of discombobulated because their space has been invaded by construction workers. People are rebuilding fences, rebuilding decks, putting roofs on. I mean, they're doing rebuilding a wall. I mean, doing all sorts of crap. And so their sense of space, much like human beings, has been invaded by all these other people coming in, and they feel insecure about that. Well, human nature is exactly the same way. You want to feel safe and secure in whatever your space is. People always ask me, for example, this is kind of off base, but I'll give you a good example. People always often ask me, and I don't do it all the time, but the majority of the time, I would say probably 90% of the time, I do this program and my weekday program in an iHeart studio. And I prefer to do it in the studio. You know why? Because I like the space. I like the space. In a studio, you've got, of course, I don't have my producer right now is in Los Angeles, but normally my producer would be behind that glass right there, and I could make faces at him. He'd give me the finger, which is probably what Damien's doing to me right now too. So we got all that going on, but this is a space where I feel comfortable because even though we're on radio, you can't see, but when I do radio, my hands are moving as much as if I was giving a speech in front of 5,000 people. Because this is just how I communicate, with hands, facial expressions. So what you hear on the radio is what you would see if you could be in the studio. Now, occasionally, I'll go to an undisclosed location, or I might do it from home. But I don't like doing it in those spaces because that's not my little cubbyhole. That's not my little space. So space is a really important concept to humans writ large. You want your space to be yours, and you want it to be secure. It's why people take another good example are cubicles. When I came into the building, I was looking for a stapler. So I had to walk around people's cubicles looking for a stapler. And apparently iHeart can't afford staplers. So I finally found one way off in a corner somewhere. But as I walked around people's cubicles, there's nobody here in the building today. I'm walking around, looking around. And as I'm looking for a stapler, I can't help. I'm not being nosy. I'm not touching anything. But I just can't help notice how everyone has personalize their little cubicle. Everybody has their cubicle personalized. Well, this country is a space, and we want our space to be secure. It does not mean that because I invite people to my home, now I'm not going to invite you, but I would invite you. We invite people into our homes. We invite people, if you have a retail business, you want people to come into your retail business. You got a big old big ass sign that says open. The flash is open in bright red neon. Open, 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 open. Because you want customers to come in. We want immigrants to come to this country. People who are opposed to illegal immigration are not necessarily opposed to immigration. I'm one of those people. I think immigration is something that makes a country great. It's important. It allows us to assimilate all kinds of people. And of course, the operative word is assimilate, but it allows us to assimilate all these people into this country, and it expands and it weaves the fabric of this country into something that is unlike any other country in the entire world. So we have an immigration policy that says, yes, we would like to have controlled immigration. We want to limit the number of people. We want to limit the type of people. We want the kind of people that are self-sufficient, that come here, that they are either seeking an education, they're going to go to school, or maybe they already have a degree, so they're asking for an H-1B visa because they have a particular skill that is in short supply in this country. So we're looking for those people. We need migrant workers. I think we ought to have a migrant worker system so that people can come into this country and out of the country and you know, pick the lettuce or, you know, harvest the avocados or whatever it is that other Americans don't want to do because they're too good to do it. I think we ought to have that system. But Now, you know, if you listen to me during the week, my big rule is the most important thing anybody can say is what comes after the but. Well, you know, blah, 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 but. Well, but what? The Biden administration is going to open up a new immigration program to allow some, now they don't really define this very well, but they're going to allow some Central American and Colombians. Now, I can't understand why Central Americans and then throw in Colombia at the same time. Now, when I think of Central America, I think of, you know, all those nations between Mexico and South America, Central America. I think of, you know, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Costa Rica, those countries. And then you got Colombia over here on the South American continent. But for whatever reason, they want to encourage Central Americans and Colombians to enter the United States, pretty much just get on a plane and come on in. And get on a plane and come on in because we'd rather you do that than cross illegally at the border. Oh, so you'd rather us cross illegally at the airport than at the border. That's kind of the same thing as the whole idea that we want to, and I'm going to get to this story in a minute. In Colorado, we get this new dumb idea floating around about we're going to eliminate gas-powered lawn tools. You know, like edgers and trimmers and lawnmowers. Oh, my God, gas-powered lawn tools we got to get rid of. Well, all you're doing is you're increasing the amount of electricity that needs to be used to either charge the battery or to plug your device in, so you're just moving the emissions somewhere else. Well, that's what the Biden administration is doing with illegal immigration. They're just moving the illegal immigration from the border, and I'll tell you why I think they're moving it from the border to the airports. And they're moving it from the border to the airports because the borders are getting too much coverage all of a sudden. All of a sudden, everybody's focused on the border. Checks calendar. Oh, we're almost to 2024, a presidential election year. We've got to cut down on the number of border crossings to make certain that when the TV cameras show up, that there aren't as many people crossing the border. So let's shift them to the airport. So what does this mean? What does it mean in terms of raw numbers? And what does it mean in terms of our space? Well, that's coming up next. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and text the word Michael and your message to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. And when we get back, how many people are we talking about? Take a guess. That's next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Lincoln with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael, in your message to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. So we're talking about this Biden administration proposal to start allowing Central Americans and Colombians for some reason. Like, why not the Peruvians? Why not the Venezuelans? But the Colombians apparently get special status. To start flying into the United States and get government work permits if they have relatives who are U.S. citizens or legal residents and they have filed visa applications on their behalf. So if you are here in this country and you have relatives in Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, or I guess Costa Rica or some of the others, Panama, and you want them to come here, well, then you can apply for a visa and they can just fly in. Just fly in. That's all now. Don't go to Mexico. Don't cross the Rio Grande. Don't go to Tijuana. Don't go to Juarez. Just, you know, get on a plane. Come on in. Welcome to America. Now, at least they require some ties that these migrants have, these immigrants, have some ties to the United States. So it starts with a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident filing an immigrant visa request on behalf of relatives from those four countries. The qualifying members include adults and siblings of U.S. citizens and children and spouses of permanent residents. Now, once the petitions are approved, the American citizen or the resident applicant here in this country can get an invitation to apply for their relatives to come to the United States much more quickly than they would have under the backlogged and the numerically capped visa system that we currently have in place. Now, let's be honest about our current immigration system. It's a big screw up. Totally screwed up. It is backlogged. It is capped in all the wrong places for all the wrong reasons. And we need to figure out a way to streamline it. And we also need to start enforcing the current rules for those who want to come here the right way. I went to a place to have some sushi last night, and it wasn't open when I got there. So there was a line starting to form outside. So I stood outside, and I was standing on another side. I didn't realize there was actually a line. And I was standing on the other side. And these women motioned to me and said, you might want to come over here and get in line behind us. And I said, oh, I'm fine here. And then they kind of intervened and said, no, really, you need to come stand behind us. Almost as if to tell me, listen, bucko, you're an idiot. Come over here and stand behind us. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I walked over and stood behind them, and I said, so, you know, because I'm just naturally curious about things. Why were you insisting that I come over here and stand behind you when, you know, we're just kind of all going to flow in at the same time? And they proceeded to tell me that, well, when they were there last weekend, somebody was standing where I was, and they thought they could just jump in and go in whenever they wanted to. And people got into a fist fight. Yes. Started using the C word. Started yelling and cussing at each other. And then, of course, some people just started walking away because they didn't want to get in the middle of a fight. That's how picky we are about lines. And when people cut, you know this, and if you're denying it, you're lying to me. You know when somebody cuts in front of you, if you're at the grocery store, you got your cart full of, you know, or you're counting, if you're in the express lane and it says 15 items or less, you know you're counting the basket in front of you. Do they have 16 items? By golly, if they do, I'm going to get out a machete and chop off their heads because they're in the wrong line. We're just kind of naturally that way. Well, this is kind of what we're doing here. We are allowing people to cut in line and not do it in the proper order, the proper manner, and following the rules. Now, why are we doing it? Why? I don't know. I mean, I can speculate, but in every story that I read about this, I'm trying to find why. Is there some reason why we've picked those three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and then threw in Colombia for good measure? Maybe we want El Chapo's family to be able to come into the country. I don't know. But why? Now, according to one story I read, more than 70,000 individuals would qualify for this program immediately. As of late May, there were 17,400 Colombians, 32,600 Salvadorans, 12,800 Guatemalans, and 10,700 Hondurans waiting in the family-based immigrant visa backlogged with approved petitions. But the government says we can't handle it. Okay, so is that the reason? Because you don't have enough administrative law judges or enough immigrant officers or enough immigrations and customs enforcement officers? You don't have enough people? My God, we've got a workforce in the federal government of millions of people, and we don't have enough people to do this? We don't have enough people to run air traffic control systems. We don't have, well, we have too many IRS agents, but apparently we need 87,000 more or whatever it is. But rather than say, you know what, we can't handle the load, why don't you just cut the load off? How about that? It's going to change the very culture of this country. And our space is being invaded. And I think it's just wrong. Absolutely wrong. Cluster bombs are going to Ukraine. Guess what the White House did you say about that? Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Discuss how my everyday aches and pains were affecting my daily life before I started taking Relief Factor. You've also heard me talk to you about how my friends and family have found relief from their aches and pains with Relief Factor. Well, let me tell you about Gary from California. Gary says, I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I've never felt better and will recommend Relief Factor to all my baby boomer friends. Well, thanks for writing, Gary. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Begin with Michael Brown. So Germany, apparently, let's back up before we get to Germany. The United States has apparently decided to send cluster munitions to Ukraine. Is planning, we, the United States, I don't know yet about NATO or any of our other allies, but we're planning to send these cluster munitions to Kyiv. And cluster munitions are basically, for you EOD experts, pardon my layman's description, but I would put cluster munitions in the category of, you got a bomb, much like an IED, an improvised explosive device, that is intended to detonate and spread shrapnel as far and wide as possible to inflict as much injury or death as possible. And there actually is a convention on cluster munitions. We are not a party to that convention, so we're not a party for it. And Germany is opposing it. Now, whether these munitions are necessary or unnecessary, I don't know. But here's what I do know. This is an escalation of the war in Ukraine when we could be doing things that, at least in my non-military expert opinion, would be much more effective, maybe even as much of an escalation, but quicker to bring this conflict to an end. Here's my theory about the war in Ukraine. Unless and until one side or the other, and of course I would prefer that it be Ukraine, utterly defeat the other side, in this case the Russians, this war is going to continue on as trench warfare, like World War I, where they're going to fight for inches, feet. They're going to fight for little bits of territory, inch by inch, foot by foot, with as much death and destruction as possible. It's going to go on forever. Well, not literally forever, but it's going to go on much longer than it needs to. If you want to expel Russia from Ukraine, I don't even want to address Crimea right now, but if you want to expel Russia from those parts of Ukraine that they have taken, Bakhmut and some of the other areas, then you need to just completely push them out. And the way to do that is through air power. We ought to be providing, and we should have provided already, the air cover that they need, F-16s, F-35s, whatever it is that they can use, and their NATO allies should be doing the same thing. Because unless and until Russia is defeated and or Ukraine is defeated, this is just going to continue to just drain resources from our national defense unnecessarily so. So it's got to come to an end. Now, that's an ugly thing that most people won't tell you on the radio. Or for that matter, they won't tell you that on the news. But there is not going to be, in my opinion, a negotiated settlement. If you understand anything about tyrants, Vladimir Putin is not going to go to the negotiation table and negotiate and withdraw and be embarrassed, which is going to weaken him and probably topple him from power. He's not going to allow that to happen. So he's not going to negotiate. The only thing that will end this conflict is a win. And a win is the same as saying the utter defeat of the enemy. And the utter defeat of the enemy is the destruction of the Russian army, or the Wagner group, or whatever kind of paramilitary operations that Vladimir Putin has going on right now. Now, what about these cluster munitions? Well, let's go back in time, because in February of last year, then Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this.
There are reports of illegal cluster bombs and vacuum bombs being used by the Russians. If that's true, what is the next step of this administration, and is there a red line for how much violence will be tolerated against civilians in this manner that's illegal and potentially a war crime?
So the reporter says there are reports. Now, remember, this is February of last year. There are reports of illegal cluster bombs and vacuum bombs being used by the Russians. If that's true, what is the next step of this administration? And is there a red line for how much violence will be tolerated against civilians in this manner that's illegal and potentially a war crime? So the premise of the reporter is there are rumors, stories, reports of the Ruskies using cluster bombs, cluster munitions, and vacuum bombs. And if that's true, What are you going to do about it? And is there a red line where you say, actually, this is illegal and it is a war crime? To which the press secretary responds,
It would be. I don't have any confirmation of that. We have seen the reports. If that were true, it would potentially be a war crime. Obviously, there are a range of international fora that would assess that. So certainly we would look to that to be a part of that conversation.
So at one time, this was considered to be a war crime by this administration if indeed they were going to use cluster bombs. Well, now let's fast forward and let's listen to the President of the United States yesterday.
Two things, Fareed, and it was a very difficult decision on my part. And by the way, I discussed this with our allies, discussed this with our friends up on the Hill. And we're in a situation where Ukraine continues to be brutally attacked across the board by munitions, by these cluster munitions that are have dud rates that are very, very low, I mean very high, that are dangerous to civilians, number one. Number two, the Ukrainians are running out of ammunition. The ammunition that is, they call them 155 millimeter weapons. This is a war relating to munitions and the running out of those that ammunition, and we're low on it. And so what I finally did, took the recommendation of the Defense Department to, not permanently, but to allow for in this transition period where we get more 155 weapons, the shells for the Ukrainians, to provide them with something that has a very low dud rate. It's about one, I think it's 150, which is the least likely to be blown. And it's not used in civilian areas. They're trying to get through those trenches and then stop those tanks from rolling. And so, but it was not an easy decision, and we're not signatories to that agreement, but it took me a while to be convinced to do it. But the main thing is they either have the weapon to stop the Russians now from keeping them from stopping the Ukrainian offensive through these areas, or they don't. And I think they needed them.
There are no easy answers to this, and people aren't willing to really nuance the idea of what we should or should not be doing. But if the idea is, as the president said in that little clip, that we need to stop these trenches and we need to stop the tanks in the trenches, rather than use cluster munitions, why don't we give them the air power to just blow the tanks out of the trenches? And bring this thing to a halt. We're depleting our own military arsenal at the same time that the casualty rate in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, just continues to skyrocket. And nobody's willing to say the one hard thing that needs to be said, and that is that this war is not going to end until somebody wins. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. This is not North versus South Korea. This is not North versus South Vietnam. This is a war that was started by a dictator as a land grab, and it is going to continue because a tyrant cannot back down. A tyrant like Vladimir Putin cannot show weakness. So a tyrant like Vladimir Putin has to be defeated. This country made a choice, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, is immaterial at this point. But we made a decision that we were going to engage in this battle as a proxy war, if you will, against Vladimir Putin and the Russians and the Russian army. We made the decision to enter it. Now let's finish it. Let's just finish it. But this idea that we're going to just trickle out cluster munitions, and we're going to cluster out ammunition even as we ourselves are running low, why don't we give them the air power and the air cover that they need so that they can blow the tanks out, their troops, the Ukrainian troops, can make their advances, push Russia out of the occupied territory, and put an end to this? Why is it? And I think this is probably the main point that I want to make before we take a break. Even when we're fighting a proxy war, where we're not truly directly involved. We don't have, insofar as we know, actual troops on the ground. So we're not directly involved. We're fighting a proxy war through Ukraine against Russia. And we're trying to drag NATO. NATO is beginning to fracture a little bit. NATO was all behind it. Oh, they'll still tell you they're all behind this, and they want to stop it. And there's obvious reasons why they want to stop it, because there's no reason that Putin would stop in Ukraine. He'd continue on to Poland. He would continue on into Germany. He would continue on wherever he can get by with. So the way to end it is, I'm not trying to be facetious here, but the way to end it is to end it. And I don't think that we have to do it directly, but what we ought to do is consider actually giving the Ukrainians what they need to win, and then tell them, now go forth and win. Go forth and defeat Vladimir Putin. Now, I could play for you the clip that we had where Biden said, maybe at the beginning of this war back a year, what would be almost 18 months now, where he said that, you know, Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The guy has got to go. Well, I interpret that as regime change. I didn't think we were involved. I didn't think our country was involved in regime change. And I still don't think we are in this case. Although I don't think anybody's going to cry if Vladimir Putin disappears. But what replaces that tyrant? Let me ask you this question. What or who replaced Saddam Hussein? What or who, which right now is nobody, replace Bashar Assad in Syria? You see, we've developed this mental block, a political block, whatever you want to call it, but an unwillingness that if we're going to get into something, we ought to get in it to win. Quit doing things half-ass. Do it full-ass. Go full bore. Let's go in and get it done. And let's get our allies behind us, and let's tell them, listen, we supply you all of this foreign aid. Now, we want you to take some of the foreign aid we supplied you, and we want you to help the Ukrainians too. Instead, it's just this little trickle of stuff, just trickle, 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 trickle. And it just continues on and on and on and on. And the longer it continues, the more parallels that I see between what's going on right now and what went on in World War I. So, bring it to an end. It's just as simple as that. Just simply bring it to an end. Until then, who knows? So, let's go when we get back. Speaking of the military, if we were to go to war, do we have the men and women available to actually go to war? Or are they all a bunch of lard asses? Yeah, that's the next question. Do we have too many lard asses in the United States military? That's next. Text the word Michael and your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Too many lard asses? That's next.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to Begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael in your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So imagine this, you spent 15 years enlisted in the military. Imagine you've been on, say, 8 combat tours. You have a few KIA bracelets on your wrists. And you missed your second child's birth because you were overseas, and in walks your new commander, Major Rachel Jones.
Hi, I'm Major Rachel Jones, and what pride means to me is celebrating that diversity is our strength as a nation and as an army. Pride means something very special to me as a LGBTQ individual, and it's a chance to show everyone what we have to offer in terms of the diverse skill sets that we bring and the diverse ways of thinking we bring into the team to make everything work better.
I might add, I'm not trying to be rude here, but Major Rachel Jones looks like him. And is a little plump. You know, one of the lies that we are told almost relentlessly is that when the military makes efforts to expand the type of people that are admitted into the services, that the standards applied will apply to everyone. Well, this has clearly been false for almost as long as I can remember now. But it's particularly true when it comes to sexual differences. Because as you and I know, different standards of physical fitness are applied to men and women. In opposition to what we're told when recruitment opened up, and now we see that these standards have been changed even more drastically for transgender people. On its face, the argument being that transgender would present no barrier to military service, that is absurd. Simply because, just stating facts here, transgender soldiers require constant medical care in order to maintain their gender treatments. Now, regardless of any other potential issues, that alone should make policymakers, Congress, where the hell are you? It ought to make you leery of including transgender identifying people in the roles of active duty personnel. again, I have to throw in the caveat. I don't care if you're transgender. But here's what I do think. You made that choice, and that choice then eliminates another choice, and that would be to serve in the United States military. Particularly in a position where physical fitness, where not having a psychological disorder is imperative. But you know what we've done? We've turned the United States military into some sort of social scientist playground. It's a gigantic petri dish. It's a gigantic experiment going on. All while under total control of the government. And when you have total control of the government over something like the military, which is supposed to be uniform, which is why they wear uniforms, when you have that total control, it's really easy to use the military as lab rats for what are truly ideological experiments. Now, using the military as a social engineering lab, that stops, that precludes using it as an effective fighting force. But to the extent the Democrat Party controls the apparatus of government, all government institutions will now exist so as to consolidate its power and promote its ideology. So under that kind of theory, the purpose of the military is not to win wars. The purpose of the military then becomes to somehow promote sexual perversion or gender psychosis, all consistent with the ideology of the Democrat Party. And I think that's a charitable interpretation of the motives of those who lead the current military. Also consistent with Democrat ideology is that somehow America is inherently bad. I'm so tired of that. It stands to reason that if you think that way, then America must be destroyed. And militarily incapacitating the global hegemon that, as China prepares to replace us, will help them achieve that objective. We got to stop it. If the Chinese Communist Party had direct control of the Pentagon, I oftentimes wonder, what would it do differently? What would it do differently? It's crazy what we're doing to ourselves. And it's endangering national security. Our space is becoming very dangerous. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Get to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Greetings, Sebastian Gorka here. For years, I've mentioned how much Relief Factor has helped the pain in my lower back. Gary from Ohio shared his experience too. He writes, I tried Relief Factor due to its botanical ingredients to reduce pain in my shoulder, knee, and lower back. After just a few weeks, the knee pain was completely gone, and the shoulder and back pain were reduced quite a bit. I can now exercise much more comfortably and practically pain-free. Thank you, Relief Factor. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more, so it looks like a lot of people are thanking Relief Factor. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick start at the reduced price of $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. relieffactor.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop.
Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Biden heads to Europe this weekend. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president will begin his travels in Britain for meetings with King Charles III and Prime Minister Sunak. He then goes to Lithuania for the main focus of the overseas trip, the annual NATO summit. Topping the agenda there will be bolstering international support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Mr. Biden will also stop in Finland to mark that country's recent membership in the NATO alliance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says he intends to crack down on surprise medical bills.
Today, my administration is closing these surprise billing loopholes. Evading the law and playing games to charge patients outrageous prices has to end.
The president says what he calls junk insurance plans play consumers as suckers. Twitter is threatening legal action against Meta after tens of millions of people signed up for this week's launch of a similar text-based app. Here's correspondent Jennifer King with more details.
The download numbers for Meta's app Threads, a new rival for Twitter, were so successful, former Facebook executive Sam Lessin compared the velocity of growth to the original launch of Facebook back at Harvard in 2004. Meanwhile, in a reply to a tweet, Twitter's new owner Elon Musk wrote, "Competition is fine, cheating is not." An attorney for Twitter, in a letter to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, accuses the company of unlawfully using Twitter's trade secrets and hiring former Twitter employees to create a copycat, and warns Meta to preserve relevant documents ahead of a potential legal dispute. Meta spokesperson Andy Stone says no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee. I'm Jennifer King.
A slow day on Wall Street Friday to end the week on a sour note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off by 187 points. The Nasdaq was down by 18, and the S&P 500 was off by 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a small business owner wondering if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit? With careful accounting, you can receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds through this federal program. One call to 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. Your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175 now.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says a breakdown of government in Jenin has led to more terrorist attacks against Israeli civilians.
And so the army has had to go in there again and again, and finally when four Israeli civilians were killed several weeks ago, and finally the army decided to mount a larger operation, the largest since Operation Defensive Shield of 2002.
Dr. Oren says the chaos is a mere symptom of the demise of the Palestinian Authority, something that could lead to even more chaos and attacks. Former Senator Norm Coleman says the U.S. may soon have to decide whether to support Israel if it launches a preemptive strike against Iran.
Israel cannot allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon, and the U.S. has to make a decision of whose side are you on. And are we prepared to support the Israelis in doing what they need to do?
Former Senator Coleman now heads up the Republican Jewish Coalition. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The European Union's climate chief has expressed concern over the expansion of China's coal industry with the building of new coal-fired plants.
At a recent conference in Beijing, Franz Timmermans said that while China plans to expand its use of renewable resources such as wind and solar energy, The country has also been constructing an ever-growing number of coal-fired plants in the past few years. He said that, quote, seems to be in a contradiction, and it is in a contradiction. Timmermans added, however, that he could understand the anxiety caused by potential blackouts.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The U.S. will destroy the very last of its chemical weapons stockpile. Workers at the Bluegrass Army Depot in Kentucky, close to eliminating the last of thousands of rockets filled with sarin nerve gas that have been stored there since the 1940s. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Satisfy your cravings with Rolliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rolliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rolliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Rolliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Really do. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. If you want to send me a text message, you text the word Mike or Michael and your message to this number, 33103. You get on your smartphone, you type in the number 33103, and you start your message with either the word Mike or Michael, and then you tell me whatever you're going to tell me. So that's the first rule of engagement. Second rule of engagement is, I'd really appreciate a follow. I'd appreciate it if you would follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Threads, however that's going to turn out. We might talk about that later today. I'm not sure. So you can follow me on all those social media platforms. You can find an interactive map at this website that I'm about to give you. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can listen to the podcast. You can see some of the stories that we've covered. All of that's on a website called MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. And then a reminder about the podcast. If you're searching for the podcast on your podcast app, whatever you use, it's available everywhere, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. That will get you the weekday podcast and the weekend podcast. That will get you, let's see, 5 times 4. Like that'll get you 23 hours of me. Think about that. So if you have a hard time sleeping, or you want to really irritate your coworkers? 23 hours of me. Think about how great that is. Yeah. It's better than Ambien. Yeah. It's better than... Might give you narcolepsy. I don't know. So I have on one of the computer monitors in front of me the Drudge Report. And the top headline of the Drudge Report is this. Extreme heat wave bound for Phoenix and Southwest could be worst ever developing. 18-plus days over 110 degrees. Checks calendar again. Oh. July. Summertime. It's hot outside. We live in truly insane times. When the headline is, in Phoenix. Now, I've been going to Phoenix for both work and pleasure almost my entire life. And I can tell you the ideal time to be in Phoenix, Arizona is February. January, February, that's when you go. Ask any snowbird from Minnesota, when's the best time to go to Phoenix? And they'll say, oh, December to maybe through March. When's the worst time to go? Oh, probably like, July and August, sometimes September. because it's hotter than hell. Yeah, I wonder why. Because Phoenix is in the middle of the freaking desert. That's why. It's in the middle of the desert. But you know why it's hot in Phoenix? It's not because it's summertime. It's not because it's in the desert. It's because people in Denver, for example, where I'm broadcasting from today, people in Denver are using gas-powered lawn equipment. Yes. I have been, I don't know for how long now, but last night I was tossing and turning. I was thinking, you know, Greta Thunberg told us 5 years ago that we only had 5 years left to save the planet. Well, obviously she must be right because there's going to be a heat wave and there might be more than 18 days over 110 degrees in Phoenix in the middle of the summer. So it must be the end of civilization. It must be the end of the planet. Well, Colorado. Now, I'm telling you this story about Colorado because I know you're probably listening. You might be listening in New York. You're out listening on the left coast. You're listening, you know, somewhere in the flyover country. Wherever you're listening, maybe you're even listening overseas. We have overseas listeners. I'd like to know why. But what brought you to this program and you're listening to me in Abu Dhabi, for example? Well, we have what's called the Regional Air Quality Council here in Denver. It's a great group of little bureaucrats that are totally captured by something called the Colorado Public Interest Research Group, which is a left-leaning liberal Marxist think tank that thinks that everything about modern society is evil and ought to be done away with. Well, on Friday of this past week, the Regional Air Quality Council in Denver, let me draw you a map in your mind. Because I know that most Americans are geographically illiterate. Colorado sits just north of Huejo, Mexico, New Mexico. It's kind of to the north and west of Oklahoma and Texas. It's due west of the land of Oz, Kansas. It's due east of the land of Mormons, Utah. And it's just south of the cowboy country, Wyoming. And we're, generally speaking, west of the Mississippi. So we're kind of halfway between, let's say, St. Louis and San Francisco. Somewhere in that area. Kind of got the idea? That's where we are. Now, inside, and Colorado is kind of a square. We're kind of a square state. in more ways than one, we're kind of a square state. Except we have psychedelic mushrooms and you don't. So there, you got to take that. So we're a square state. And Denver sits on the eastern edge of what we call the Front Range of the Continental Divide. These 14,000 feet peaks that go from northern Colorado all the way down to Sangre de Cristo Mountains in New Mexico. This is today's geography lesson. And so Denver sits on flatland. Denver is not in the mountains. Many people think, I'm going to go to Denver and ski. Well, that'd be a trick because there's no skiing in Denver. You have to drive west to get into the mountains before you can ski. So we also sit in what's called an inversion zone. And Denver is about two-thirds of the way from the southern edge of Colorado and about a third of the way down from the northern edge of Colorado and then about halfway in between. So you kind of got a general location of Denver. Or you could just Google it on Google Maps, but that would be too easy. We sit in this inversion zone, which means that oftentimes cool air will get trapped by, you know, warm air rises. Well, what sometimes happens is cool air will actually trap the warm air down below, so it can't rise. And when it does that, we develop what's called the brown cloud. Now, the brown cloud, when I first moved to Colorado 1,000 years ago, was really bad. From my home, or from my studio right here, I literally could not see Pikes Peak, which is in Colorado Springs, about 55 miles south of where I sit right now. Today, the air is so freaking clean and so clear that I can almost always see Pikes Peak, where Zebulon Pike crossed the eastern plains and discovered Pikes Peak. We've really cleaned up our air, but apparently that's not good enough. Now, why do I draw you this elaborate mental picture of Colorado? Because Denver, the Regional Air Quality Council, only deals with a few counties that surround Denver. Douglas, let me see if I can name them all. Boulder, where Boulder, Colorado is. So Boulder, Larimer County, Arapahoe County, Broomfield County, Douglas County. I would say those are the five main ones. Those are the five counties. So out of all the other counties, those five counties are kind of concentrated right here in the Front Range. So the Regional Air Quality Council decided that it was in the best interest of air quality to ban gas-powered lawn equipment in Denver. In Denver. Now, Denver is also home to the north and east of Denver, about, as a crow flies, maybe 10 miles, is a little place called Denver International Airport. It's either the 10th or the 14th. I think it's the 10th largest, busiest airport in the entire world. It's a big honking airport. It's got 4,700 runways. It's got 16 concourses. It's got 1,000 gates. It's got, millions of passengers coming through it on a minute-by-minute basis. It's a big honking airport. Planes constantly landing and taking off. And that's just one of several airports in the area. So I want to pose a simple question to you. What do you think creates more pollution or more CO2, which is what I'm creating right now as I speak? What do you think creates more CO2? All the jets that are landing and taking off from Denver International Airport and all the other airports in the surrounding area, and all of the 18-wheelers that are huffing and puffing their way, trying as hard as they can to get up I-70 to cross the Continental Divide, spewing those diesel fumes, and all the cars on I-25, or as I like to do, I like to Californicate Colorado and refer to it as the 70 and the 25 and the 225. It irritates people in Colorado. I just like to irritate people. What do you think causes more pollution? All of those other things? Or Joe Smith down the street who's using a gas-powered edger to edge his yard? Or a gas-powered lawnmower to mow his yard? Yeah, I kind of think the airport might be doing it. And the other thing I find fascinating is, does Greta Thunberg and all these dumbasses on the Regional Air Quality Council think that the air in Denver is maybe I should check. Maybe I live in... And what was that movie Jim Carrey was in? The movie where he lived in this fake little area. Maybe I'm living in that kind of situation where there's a big dome over me and I don't realize it. And all the air that I'm breathing is all self-contained right here in Denver. Do they not understand that when the wind blows out of the north and comes down from Canada and brings all that Canadian smoke that is just pouring in from other places, and when the wind comes out of the southwest and blows up the hot air from Phoenix that's coming from somewhere else? Oh, but no, we have to get rid of gas-powered lawn equipment in Denver. This is how stupid the whole country's become. Because we're not the only place that's doing this. Now, the question then becomes, again, here's the headline on the Drudge Report. Extreme heat wave bound for Phoenix and Southwest. Could be the worst ever. 18-plus days over 110 degrees. Really? Hottest days ever? Don't believe that. And I'll tell you why next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hottest days ever? That's next. Don't go away.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy.
You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say, switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from PureTalk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless.
Satisfy your cravings with Rolliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rolliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rolliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Rolliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So if you were paying any attention to the cabal, which is the unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants, you would have heard screaming everywhere that July 3rd and July 4th, this past week, were the two hottest days on Earth on record. Now, again, and I keep asking everybody to tell me where. If you want to insert a rectal thermometer into the Earth to figure out what the Earth's actual temperature is, where is the Earth's rectum? Where is that? I mean, you know, any pediatrician is going to check a baby's, you know, check a baby's butt to figure out what the temperature is, kind of knows where to do it. So I would think that all of these global warming industry nut jobs would know where to insert the thermometer so that you can prove to me that July 3rd and 4th were the two hottest days on Earth on record. The reported average the reported average global temperature on those days was. Now, if I tell you, before I tell you this number, remember the screaming headline right now is 18 plus days over 110 degrees Fahrenheit, and Phoenix is going to have really hot weather in July. What if I told you that the reported average global temperature on July 3rd and 4th was 62.6 degrees? No, not Celsius. 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And they're telling us that's the hottest in 125,000 years. Now, the people that are screaming this are telling us that the temperature came from the University of Maine's climate reanalyzer. It's a reanalyzer. So you don't analyze something, you reanalyze it, and then you reanalyze it again, and then you reanalyze it again until you get the analysis that you want. This University of Maine institution relies on a mix of satellite temperature data and computer-modeled guesstimates to calculate estimates of temperature. So let me repeat that. They rely on a mix of satellite temperature data and then computer model guesses to calculate estimates. So guesstimates to make estimates is what we do here. Now, one obvious problem with this narrative is that there are no satellite data from 125,000 years ago. Now, unless there were space aliens that, you know, and we, you know, maybe UFOs, who knows? I wasn't around 125,000 years ago. Maybe we could ask Joe Biden. Maybe he knows. But somebody tell me whether or not we had satellite data to rely on from 125,000 years ago. Calculated estimates of current temperatures can't be compared with what are just guesses of global temperature from thousands of years ago. But yet they're telling us that, and the result of that is stupid things like here in Denver, where I've seen two conflicting reports. One says 2025, which is 2 years from now. Another one says 2026, which is obviously 3 years from now. But either 2 or 3 years from now, in the metropolitan area of Denver, Colorado, where we've had more rain and fewer hot days this spring and summer than I can remember in my entire lifetime. It's like a sauna outside. Not because it's just humid. We have normally very, very dry, very low humidity. Like I'm talking 5% humidity. But right now it's like 85%. I feel like I'm in Washington, D.C. again. And yet we're told that hottest days ever. When you think about it, a more likely alternative to the 62.6 degree Fahrenheit guess is actually, according to one article I read, closer to 57.5 degrees. Now, where did the 57.5 degrees come from? That came from actual surface temperature measurements taken around the world and processed on a minute-by-minute basis by a website that you can go to right now called temperature.global. Go check it out right now, temperature.global. When you look at this year's graphs, you'll see there's been no spike in July. No spike. So somebody's lying to you. Yes, the Drudge Report. Now, I haven't clicked to see where these stories come from. Let me see if I can find it real quickly before we hit the break. Oh, AccuWeather. AccuWeather doesn't seem to be very accurate, does it? So what does this global average temperature actually mean? Let's talk about that next. Text the word Michael to 33103. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Global average temperature? That's next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, "All great change in America starts at the dinner table." Hi,
I'm Ben Spell, the founder of GoodRanchers.com. We're taking back the dinner table by delivering the best meat America has to offer straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is a safe and convenient way to purchase the highest quality meat for your family. Shop confidently knowing you're supporting American farms by partnering with a business that loves America and shares your values. Summertime is almost here. Don't be caught with an empty freezer. Stock up on beef, chicken, seafood, and pork. At GoodRanchers.com, we've got the cuts you really want. Bone-in ribeyes, New York strips, all-natural burgers, better-than-organic chicken, and so much more. And right now, get $25 off your first order when you use the code FAMILY25. That's FAMILY25. Plus, subscribe today and get a pound and a half of Applewood smoked bacon free in every box for a year. That's over a $200 value for free. Subscribe today and use code FAMILY25 at GoodRanchers.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Cheryl Bambauer, Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Sorry, I'm sweating like a dog. It's so damn hot in here. Oh, the average 18 plus days over 110 degrees Fahrenheit. The average annual temperature is, according to temperature.global, 57.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Now listen, I understand averages. I know that it's hot one place and it's cold another place and you mix them together and you get an average. But why all the hyperbole? Why all of the absolute panic over what occurs naturally? We're at the solar maximum right now. I'd have to find the text message. Somebody sent me a text message in the past, say, 48 hours about how many sunspots or solar flares occur during a solar maximum versus a solar minimum. And when you think about the effects that these solar flares have on the Earth's climate, when we're in a solar maximum, of course you're going to have extreme weather because you have all of that radioactivity from the sun that's just bombarding this planet. You know, it's a great example of how perspective is so important. I'll get to the average annual temperatures in just a minute, but I want to mention perspective because I'm a person who believes that perception is reality. That if you perceive something for you, until I convince you otherwise, or until something slaps you in the face, you believe that whatever you perceive, that is factually true. That's human nature. If you think, this is really true if you live in a metropolitan area, I suppose it's true anywhere, but, you know, you can live in one part of a major city, and it's storming like hell. You got hail, wind, rain, tornadoes. It's just beating the band coming down. It's just wild-ass weather. It's crazy. And 20 miles north, it's just sunshine and calm, and everything's just cool. But your perception is, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end because we got baseball-sized hail, and the wind's blowing. It's blowing the hail, you know, absolutely horizontally. The wind and rain is crazy. But somebody else is just 20 miles north just having a really nice time on the golf course. Or sitting out on their deck, sunshine, you know, sunbathing or whatever. Perception is reality. And so we are fed a perception. And they want you to perceive by the headlines. Extreme heat wave bound for Phoenix. Okay, well, stop and think about that. It's summertime, some summertime. And you got a heat wave in Phoenix. Okay, why is that news? Well, you have 18 plus days over 110 degrees. Now, last year in Colorado, now, if, for those of you who are either listening in Colorado or you know the weather in Colorado, don't hold me to these numbers. But like last year, we had some record number of days over 90 degrees Fahrenheit. It was a hot summer last year. It was just hotter than hell. It just seemed like, started like in April and went all the way through July. It was just hot, hot, hot. Every day was like 95, 96, 98 degrees for 102 degrees. It was hotter than hell. This year, it's been like we live in Honolulu. We live in San Diego. It's just been cool and rainy and cloudy. It's like Seattle or something. Perception. So you live in, like right today, they're calling once again for I don't know how many days in a row, they're calling for, again, thunderstorms, potentially severe thunderstorms in Denver, Colorado. Well, where's the headline that screams, Denver has had severe thunderstorms for 12 days in a row? Where's that headline? Well, you won't get that headline unless those severe thunderstorms create enough tornadoes that are of EF4s that are going to do such destruction that it makes what we used to call, when I was in Homeland Security, we would call a CNN disaster. If it's covered by the news, then it's big news. It's, you know, if the tree falls in a forest and nobody's there, does it really make a noise? Well, if a storm blows through and CNN doesn't cover it, does it really make the news? If it's not on Drudge, if it's not on the Wall Street Journal, if it's not on the headlines of your local newspaper, did it really occur? We are constantly bombarded by the cabal into this state of anxiety, this state of fear. And then that little Greta Thunberg out there, this little twit from nowhere is telling us that the world 5 years ago was going to tell us it's coming to an end. And yet, here I sit, and it's kind of nice outside. In fact, I did this on the show. Oh, my gosh, it's almost noontime, depending on what time you're listening. But right now, as I broadcast live, it is 11:40 Mountain Time, and it's, oh, my gosh, it's 75 degrees outside. It's a heat wave. So let's get to these average. So the point is about perception. Perception often drives what people to believe reality. Until someone like me comes along and says, you know what the average annual temperature was? No. Forget the 110 degrees. Yes, it's hot in Phoenix. But right now, it's cooler somewhere else. And it all averages out. And when you go to temperature.global, it averages out to 57.5 degrees Fahrenheit. But the idea of an average global temperature is really a stupid idea. Average global temperature is a concept that was invented by and for the global warming hypothesis, for the congregants of the Church of Climate Crisis. Average global temperature is a way to scream to you and to create anxiety in you that you need to go out right now. Now, I guess you can't burn it. I don't know what you're going to do with it. Recycle your old gas-powered lawnmower to get an electric one, which is going to end up having to use as much electricity or more electricity in order to cut your lawn. Or just be like me. I'd like to get rid of my lawn. Aren't lawns stupid when you think about it? Average global temperature change based on the seasons. And the seasons, get this, change throughout the year. It's summertime in Denver. In Buenos Aires, it's wintertime. The sad part is, some people may not know that. Temperatures are higher globally during the northern hemisphere. I feel so stupid saying this. Because I took geography or biology or chemistry or meteorology, or I took some sort of science class in junior high, and I learned what I'm about to say, that temperatures are higher globally during the northern hemisphere summer because of more sunlight-trapping land. Yes, there's more land surface in the northern hemisphere. And so in the summer, the sun's rays and that heat is captured. And then you think about all the megalopolises in the northern hemisphere, all those concrete caverns, and you realize, oh yeah, it's going to be warmer in the summertime. Isn't that amazing? Now, the Climate Reanalyzer, which is this group from the University of Maine, they estimated temperatures in early July were skewed by a heat wave in the Antarctic, where areas may have warmed some Antarctic temperatures by as much as 43 degrees. Now, that's their estimate. But that could be an explanation for the difference between the global alarmists telling us that the average annual temperature over the 4th of July holiday was 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit, versus what temperature.global tells us is 57.5 degrees. But here's another problem. Temperature data is imprecise. 96% of U.S. temperature stations produce corrupted data. 96% of all these reporting stations produce corrupted data. and about 92% of them reportedly have a margin of error of a full degree Celsius or nearly 2 degrees Fahrenheit. Then you have the whole issue of where are the reporting stations located? Again, let's go local for a second. When Denver International Airport was built in Denver, which is technically in Denver, but it's way out to the east of downtown Denver, which is where the old Stapleton Airport used to be. Stapleton Airport used to be just off downtown Denver, very, very close to downtown. Well, that was the official National Weather Service reporting station. Then it moved out onto the eastern plains. So naturally, the temperature delta between being out on the eastern plains versus being in downtown Denver is going to be different. It's going to be naturally hotter downtown where you have all the skyscrapers and the concrete and the highways and the interstate and business and industry and all that going on versus the airport out in the middle of nowhere. So when you have, for example, and they started doing this locally, they'll tell you what the temperature was at the airport because that's the official reporting station. Then they'll tell you what the temperature was in Denver. Because unless you're flying in or out of the airport, who gives a rat's ass what the airport temperature is? You don't. And maybe even if you do, you don't. Because you're in an air-conditioned car, and you're in an air-conditioned, you know, terminal. You're in an air-conditioned concourse, because you don't care if it's 96 degrees outside. You only care how cool it is inside. You know, speaking of cool at the airport, if the Regional Air Quality Council in Denver was really concerned about air quality, they would, one, limit the number of flights or just cut out the airport entirely. We should just shut down that airport. At a minimum, we ought to cut out all the air conditioning. Yeah, let's just get rid of the air conditioning at all the airports. Why don't we do that instead? But no, they're going to come after your lawnmower. You know why? Because they know you won't do a damn thing about it. Oh, you'll bitch and moan about it. You'll gripe about it. But they'll be able to cram down that regulation. They'll be able to force you to give up your gas-powered lawnmower for either a push mower, a rotary mower, or get you a battery-powered one that you're going to have to charge a thousand times next to your stupid Tesla, and you're going to end up using as much electricity and generating as much carbon as you would if you just put gas in it. It's crazy what we're doing. It's just not plausible to characterize Earth's warming in a single average number, especially when we don't even know what the number is today. Now, you tell me what the temperature was 125,000 years ago, and tell me which satellite told you what that temperature was. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang on 1 minute. I gotta turn the air conditioning down. It's just a little toasty in here. I want to get it cooler. I want to get a little more global climate crisis going. Let's go to New York for a moment. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, has apparently used taxpayer money. I always love it when politicians do stuff with taxpayer money because, you know, Damien and I, my producer and I, were just talking about shareholders and, you know, we expect a return on our investment. Wouldn't it be great if taxpayers said, hey, what's our ROI? So you're going to take X number of dollars out of my paycheck. What exactly do I get in return for that? Now, those of you that might listen to me during the week know that I really, truly bitch a lot. And I do, and I admit that I do. I bitch a lot about the crappy highways in Colorado and the crappy streets in Denver in particular. Potholes everywhere. And I always ask the question, where are my tax dollars going? What are you spending it on? Well, I know what they're spending it on. They're spending it on, you know, fresh needles for the heroin addicts, for the meth heads. They're spending it on, you know, giving the homeless people a nice new REI tent or whatever. I know what they're spending it on. Or they're spending it on junkets to go here or there. I get it. But wouldn't it be great if taxpayers actually demanded, hey, listen, we want an accounting. I gave you a dollar in taxes, and I want to know what I got back. Where's the 1 inch of road that I got that you actually filled a pothole? Show that to me. So Mayor Adams in New York used tax dollars to, now listen closely, I'm going to use a particular word here that has a legal meaning to it. He used tax dollars to forge, F-O-R-G-E, to forge a photo of a deceased or a murdered, is a better word, a murdered cop that he says he carried in his wallet for decades. Now, how low do you have to go to do that? Well, you know, I really care so much about cops that this one cop, let me pull my wallet out. What have I got here? Well, I don't have anything except my driver's license. Well, a credit card. And the key to my BMW. Here's where I got my wallet. But here, look. You know, I care so much about cops that I've carried this picture of this cop that was murdered in my wallet for decades. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I had that forged. Sources inside New York City Hall say that he was asked who was asked to produce the photograph by the media because he mentioned it at a press conference. So this is what happens when people stack up so many lies. At some point, that catches up with you. So when you go around talking about all the time about I carry a photo of this cop that was killed in my wallet all the time, somebody's bound to say, hey, can we see it? So he had the staff. His staff print out a black and white photo of Officer Robert Venable that they found on Google. Then they artificially aged it by crumpling it up and splashing coffee on it. Sounds like a bunch of teenagers, right? Sounds like a bunch of goofballs. Now, the mayor admitted that it wasted an inordinate amount of time contacting family members and former colleagues of this officer to try and substantiate his claims of a close friendship with the late cop after the story broke. The mayor complained that he was the victim of a campaign to paint him as a liar. So then you get caught with a faked photograph that someone pulled off Google, and then you decide, oh, let's crumple it up, let's spill some coffee on it, and now, we got to prove that we actually knew this cop. Track down his family. See if you can't find the family. Because we can't be caught in a lie. You know, there was a story going around about a cop, or I'm sorry, not a cop, a prosecutor in Colorado, who apparently was on an online hookup site of some sort, and somebody had a picture of a woman of herself in a bathtub. And so he was going to go meet her because she looked darn good in that bathtub. Well, it turns out it was a photo off Google of some, you know, B-list Hollywood starlet. And he panicked over it because they threatened to expose their text messages back and forth, including a photo of his junk that he sent to her. Fake photos? Or just photos of your genitalia? Why? Why do it? Now, this is not the first time that Mayor Adams has been caught stretching the truth. He claimed that he transferred ownership of an apartment to somebody else back in 2007, but turns out that he actually still owns that apartment, too. Doesn't live where he says he lives. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Some more fun and frolicking coming up next.
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA.
CHOQ.com, code USA.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.